Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to have for you today, believe it or not, Phil with Duck Dynasty, the father of Duck Dynasty, explaining about what you do with ISIS. Remember, ISIS is that Islamic State in the southern part of Syria, the northern parts of Iraq, which they would tell you that is no longer Iraq. That's no longer Syria. I'm sure they probably would say this is the Islamic State.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear the word ISIL, that's a very interesting thing because words are very important. Is one thing that politicians understand, but there's one thing also that people that move in like Rules for Radicals is the narrative. You know, as Marshall Gantz said, you got to constantly change the narrative. But was to call it, you know, first radical Islam. No, we're not going to call it radical anything. Then we'll call it, you know, Hamas and Fatah and Hezbollah. And all of a sudden this deeper faction, you know, Al-Qaeda is dead and defeated. So we can't call this Al-Qaeda anymore. So let's call this, you know, ISIS. And so then it's ISIS. And it was so bad, they said, that the people that were in the former club called Al-Qaeda, they were going to go, this is not us. It's so bad. You know, it's so bad. Reports are by Glenn Beck on The Blaze. He says even Iran is scared of them.
Wow.
Even Iran is scared of them.
He's distancing himself.
Yeah, they're going like, you know, stop them. And you're looking at, this is Alinsky. This is Saul Alinsky's methodology. You got to get all these people who never got along to get them to unify over an issue. Doesn't matter what it is. And as you get them to unify, then you push your agenda. The thing about it is you can't organize Israel. You cannot turn the world against Israel and think it's going to turn out well for you. Mm-hmm. You cannot watch her assaulted like this and think that's okay. But it looks it's like Alinsky 101, Rules for Radicals 101, because you look right now, you're looking, Iran is there a concern they're willing to get on the page to weaponize the defense against ISIS? That's huge. But that's how it works. You have this radical group. 12,000, mind you, like the strongest military in the world couldn't deal with 12,000, you know,
right,
folks in the context of that. But then they changed the name to ISIL with an L at the end of it. When you look at ISIS, if you look at the name of it, which is pretty interesting because you heard some of the prophetic words that came out of VFN TV when the Lord was showing me how things were being set up, that Egypt was a very important part of that because we talked about God's set man that in the talk that I had about Josiah. And Josiah's son got put in power by Egypt. Well, ISIS, the very name ISIS is a name for a false god who actually gives the throne to the leader of Egypt.
Mm.
It gives the throne to the leader of Egypt. You think about that. So the first thing that it was called is this thing that I'm working on a plan to do something. I don't know. We're the strongest power in the world, and we could probably just, you know, whack. We're talking about bombing Damascus not too long ago, and now we can't even kill 12,000 folks or stop these 12,000 folks that are beheading Arabs and Christians and Muslims. And so now you're looking at, they went from ISIS. So ISIS, that's a name of a false god that they believe, not they, but whoever conjured this god up, would give the throne, and that's who Pharaoh would sit on that throne. ISIS. Because a lot of times, that's what you'll notice, mankind, they prophesy, but they don't know they're prophesying. When you look like, we will rebuild with stronger stones, from honed stones, you know, and the mayor of New York has no idea. He's quoting scripture that says New York's going to fall. I mean, he has no idea. Potentially, that's what's going to happen. And the sycamore is the only thing standing up. You can find out more about that in the VFN Torch. But, and so they're saying when they're declaring ISIS, 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 you know, people say, well, that kind of logically means, well, wouldn't you think it would line up with the very same thing? The ones sitting on the throne, who's going to sit on the throne of Egypt? Who's going to sit? And somebody says, well, that's a different country. Well, it is presently because of British occupation and the dividing lines and all that.
Right.
But, the current leadership does not approve of those colonization of the Middle East. I think that, according to the president, former president of King's College, who had a movie called Obama 2016, he talked about that that you have to understand what this is how our leader's thinking. This is the reason why he sent the bust of Winston Churchill back, because they colonized, they cut all those boundaries up and put leaders over it. What we call today countries, that was one thing called Palestine. You know, the Ottoman Empire. And so when you study history, and if you're over there in that region, you're studying history, you say, you know, we were all together before we were all divided up by Great Britain. Mm-hmm. And you think the next particular person they have lined up to be able to potentially suffer the same fate as James Foley is British.
Mm-hmm.
But the crazy thing is the very one who did it is British.
Yeah.
This is all tied together. You have to understand when somebody's saying I'm against how they colonized us and we want to become one again. The thing about it is you got to back it further than that. Like, okay, so why did this ever happen? It's because you were making war against your forefathers were making war against the world, and they had to come in and say you can't do this. And we've taken this all over, but we're going to give it back. But this is how we're going to give it back.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to divide it up like this and. You know, be separate, you know, that type of thing. And so there's a reason why it doesn't just happen. You can't just back up the history to a certain point and just go from this point on. We'll forget about all that. That I tried to kill you, behead you.
Story here.
You know, we'll forget about all those different things. And so, but there's a reason. There's logic to what they're doing in their own minds. The ones that are pushing for this caliphate, which is the Quran is the constitution for a governmental move, basically. But so when they move from ISIS to ISIL, that's what even nails it even further, because ISIL represents Levant, I believe it's called, but it's the Mediterranean, it's the whole caliphate, it's all the countries. So when our president goes along with the narrative and he goes ISIS, okay, ISIS comes in and begins to come into Iraq, you have the president of Iraq stepped down, not through elections, but forced down through this evil force. And then all of a sudden our president says, okay, this next man's now the president. No, there wasn't democracy didn't happen there. Democracy happened to put the president in that was there.
Maliki.
Yeah, Maliki. But the one that came into power came in because of ISIS coming down. Then all of a sudden, okay, now we'll come and help out on the mountain. We'll come and help out a little bit. And then, because the goal of ISIS, according to them, is to have the a caliphate, to have all these the Ottoman countries to be able to be under one rule and have an Islamic state. And so to call it ISIL is like being in agreement with the narrative.
Right.
Instead of just going, why don't we call it radical Islam like we did prior to 2008? Mm. Why don't we just call it radical Islam? Why don't we put that back into our libraries again, into CIA and to the FBI libraries, into Homeland Security again, to begin to see those that hate our country, that hate our Constitution, that hate what we stand for as enemies of the state. And it's like it's all tied together, and it's like that it just blew me away. When ISIL, the L stands for, I believe it's Levant, but we'll have it on the torch for you, Levant, which represents all those, you're in the Navy and you do a Mediterranean cruise, you're covering through all those nations that kind of come right up, countries that come up right against the Mediterranean. That's what the L represents. In other words, I want the Islamic State to be bigger. I'm in agreement with the Levant. I'm in agreement with this thing coming down. I'm not saying that he is. I'm just saying, but when you say that, they were going to take it on. It's like, hey,
mm-hmm.
He's in agreement with us. He's for us. And I know that one of the CBN reporters were being interviewed, and they were over there in northern Iraq, and they're in the early days of this, radical Islam situation called ISIS, that they asked the question, what is your motivation? What is driving you? What is the thing that's causing, what is this thing to get you up in the morning and want you to go behead someone? What is it? You know, what's empowering them, emboldening them? And this is what the reporter said. The CBN reporter said they feel that the president of America supports what they're doing. And they even had things. It doesn't mean that that's true or not, but that's what the reporter said, that they said that they are saying that the reports that they feel like that he was for them. And now we just thank God for him standing up and saying, this is wrong. This is evil. And, it needs to be eradicated. And we just pray God, give him a plan, to do something about it. But know that when you're the enemy of Christians and Jews and America and Israel feels like America is with them, the leader's with them. That's what they were saying. That's what the reporter said. That's what they feel emboldens them to be able to do what they're doing. I mean, you think about that. That's not a good scenario.
No.
No.
Wikipedia defines the Levant you were talking about as beginning with Iraq, Syria, and other territories in the Levant region, which includes Jordan, Israel, Palestine, Lebanon, Cyprus, and, of course, part of southern Turkey.
So when you say ISIL, you say push Israel into the sea.
Mm.
When you say ISIL, Levant, right? Mm-hmm. When you say that, you're saying Israel needs to be done away with. Mm-hmm. More we get back from the break. Don't forget, by the way, we're going to have Phil with Duck Dynasty talking about what to do with ISIS. It's very profound. So if the narrative was radical Islam, and then it was no longer radical Islam, it was Al-Qaeda. It's no longer Al-Qaeda because Al-Qaeda's dead. But then all of a sudden it's ISIS. No, at first it was Syria. Remember? We were going to bomb Damascus. Don't forget we had the Russian fleet out in the Mediterranean city and outside. We had the Russian fleet behind our Democratic National Convention folks that were there. You know, there was a Russian Navy that was there. And so it's ISIS, and then Iraq, Al-Qaeda is dead, and then ISIS, you know, arises in Syria, and then ISIS becomes ISIL. But the interesting thing is that why do our leaders agree with their narrative?
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying they do agree. I'm not reporting them. I'm just saying, but based on what the CBN reporter was saying, he's interviewing these radical Islamists. They said they're emboldened because they feel like that our president is for them, and hopefully they don't anymore because he's openly saying he's not. But when you hear the president go from ISIS to ISIL, they said, let's just stick with ISIS, and we don't even think, you know, what kind of message does that send?
Mm-hmm.
It sends that it sends a message that we're in agreement with them. When ISIL, the L stands for Levant, which means that these are the surrounding Mediterranean countries. In other words, they're only presently in Syria and presently in northern Iraq. They're coming down, they say, into Lebanon. But if you go for this whole region, I mean, you're talking about Cyprus, Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Turkey, Egypt. And others, and we're going to make this available to you. So when you hear that word, when you say you call them, it's sort of like saying we're going to call Israel Israel. When you do that, you're saying that all that territory is theirs. You're just saying that's theirs. But if you call them ISIL,
legitimizing
like,
it.
What's that? Yeah, so legitimizing this whole thing in regards to saying that. Wait a minute, they're not even there yet. You know, and why would you go ahead and say? In other words, I'm going to speak a vision over you.
Right.
And this is the word I speak over you. You're going to be much bigger than you are, and you're going to spread all the way down, and you're going to push Israel into the sea. Well, nobody's saying that. But are you – think about it. But if you're saying – if you're agreeing with the Levant, if you're calling that, if they're calling themselves
world domination, and you're saying, yeah, world domination right. organization, they're in a little area here.
Hegemony crickets. Hegemony means one to rule the world, and that's the goal of the Muslim Brotherhood is hegemony. When you hear about caliphate, that means hegemony, which is, I don't know, we need simple words. Men want to rule the world. So when you hear the word hegemony, there's talking about world rule. What you heard on an earlier program when you heard Congressman Michelle Bachmann talk about, that's what they want to do. That's what a caliphate is. It's hegemony. It's world rule, you know, with a Quran being over it. And so that's that narrative. And so it's like, it's just emboldening them to be able to think more. And it's like 12,000. Can't we take down 12,000 folks?
Come on.
Can't we stop 12,000 people on pickup trucks?
Yeah, right.
I mean, even if they took the weapons, you know, from what happened in Iraq, it makes you wonder, why do we even pull out?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we even pull out? Were we just stockpiling weapons so we could pull out because we couldn't get them from Benghazi to Turkey?
Hello.
I mean, what's going on? And isn't it interesting that Turkey is our issue, but the leader of Turkey, the president-elect, you know, he got in office based on his hatred towards Israel. But if you put the L in ISIS and call it SL, that means that he's going to be a part of this whole hegemony, this whole caliphate in that area. And Israel will be pushed in the sea. They will not, by the way, be pushed in the sea. You don't have to worry about Israel. God's going to defend Israel. What you got to worry about is, will you publicly stand up for Israel, or will you be ashamed of Israel?
Right.
Will you stand up and say, listen, I will not be silent. This is the test is not really Israel's test. The test is our test. God will defend Israel. And you're looking at, you know, Psalms 83. You know, Pastor John Kilpatrick with Church of His Presence, he has a message talking about Psalms 83 is coming into focus. And he's talking about this is not Ezekiel 38 and 39 where Russia comes down, Gog and Magog, against Israel. But this is when all the Islamic nations come against Israel. So we're right in this Psalms 83 where God's going to just show himself so mighty. What's who's going to show his mighty to? He's going to do it to the Levant. All the ones that are saying they're going to push Israel into the sea, the ones that think they can come in and take over. When Turkey's leader gets in office out of his hatred towards Israel, I mean, think about it. You see what happens with the spirit that's on ISIS or radical Islam in the area is to raise their children up to hate everybody who's not a radical Islamist, because they hate Muslims who are in their lighter version of Islam. They're killing Muslims, they're killing Christians, they're killing Jews, they're killing other sects that are out there. Mm-hmm. Unless you believe in their radical. By the way, if you want to know what a religious spirit looks like, that's what it looks like.
Right.
That's exactly what it looks like. You know, my way or the highway. And what Jesus said, he just said, follow me. That's all he said. He said, follow me. And he gave you the opportunity to follow him. He's in total control. I mean, he created everything that you see. He holds everything together. He's in complete control, total complete control. So he's not worried about something happening. God's not worried. But the thing about it, what are we going to do? Are we going to stand up? Are we going to say that he's Lord? Are we going to be terrorized because somebody spray paints with the color paint a particular verse in the Quran that we don't even read of what it actually says? I mean, the bad thing that these guys have going for them in America is, according to some statistic that was just heard on The Blaze recently, that 60, 63, 67%, something like that, Americans survey would rather be experience pain than learn something. They rather actually be electrically shocked. They chose to be in shock over learning something. And the only way that you're going to be blessed, the only way that you're going to move, the only way you're going to ever get out of this bondage you're in is to learn the ways of God, is to learn. You're going to have to learn something. That is a lie that says you can't learn. You're not supposed to learn. That you can just let Google tell you everything that you need to know. You can let media tell you everything. You know, let people, you know, wherever you get your sources of information from, you know, you got to learn. That was a lie saying that you can live without learning. Because when you don't learn, when they dumb down a population, it's just a matter of time before it goes into captivity. The biggest thing that happened about why America got here, how we got here, how we stay here, you got to go back and hear that, is that they got a hold of the Word of God. Men got a hold of the Word of God, and you know, Tyndale and others had done that.
Wycliffe,
and they began to transcribe it so other people could read it in the plowman's language, if you would, and they suffered, you know, great because of that. But as soon as men got a hold of the Bible, they found out that we can serve the God of the Bible. And when they began to serve him, this religious spirit came in and began to persecute these people who found the God of the Bible. And so they actually came to America because they had to get away, find a land that they could worship God freely. And eventually that's where you have men realize we can actually have a nation under God. One nation under God. That's where it came from. America was the experiment. Because the last nation that was one nation under God was Israel, and they chose to come out from under it when they said, we want a king like everyone else. And to give this up, think about it, to give this up, and this is a God thing. When God says, if you will acknowledge me, you can truly be a nation under me, just the way Israel was. But if we push God away, we're going to be just like every other nation. So what are we going to do? You got to go back and listen to that. You need to get educated on that. And I was getting educated out loud. I was thinking out loud. God just downloaded to me in one particular Saturday what I shared, which took a couple programs to talk about it, but it was just supernatural impartation, what God was telling me. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.